This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Beginnings of another hour of conversation regarding your health and well-being. This is the weekly Good Day Health Visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida, the epicenter of activity in Central Florida, that whole area. Wow, has that changed since I was a kid and since you were a kid, Ken? Where you live was a ghost town. It was a nice, quiet little town. North of Orlando and Kissimmee, where Disney is, but Disney has literally transposed everything in Central Florida, I mean, for miles in every direction, and so it's brought people in down there. A lot of people go to see you who probably work at Disney. You have quite a clientele. People come to Ken because he is the best at what he does, not only nationally known and recognized for his ability as a cardiologist, but as a preventative cardiologist, and so that takes the shape of many of the things that we talk about here. Ken goes through as a sort of traditional cardiologist a list of all of the weekly magazines and journals that come out focusing on research and the latest developments. I guess we ought to start, because people have the coronavirus on their mind, Ken. This goes really far. It's not just the medical implications, but the political, economic, and other ramifications that are sort of compounding this. People wondering whether they should take a cruise, whether they should get on an airplane, you know, that kind of stuff, certainly staying away from China. So what's your read on the coronavirus as we look at it this week?
Well, let's do a little update, and this is an area of active research, so there's a lot of news about the coronavirus. So as of this moment, there's a total of 74,546 infections and 2,118 deaths, most in central Hubei province. A new paper by the Chinese Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they call it the CDC, finds that the majority of coronavirus cases are mild, Doug, with older adults and people who have other conditions being most at risk. This is very similar to the flu. So here's what else is new that you need to know from the last week. Japan, they reported deaths of two passengers who had been aboard this quarantined cruise ship. More than 100 Diamond Princess passengers were taken to a quarantine site in Hong Kong. And South Korea has reported a jump in cases linked to a church. And the first coronavirus patient in the United States has recovered. That's some good news. And also, a new study out this week, it seems that the disease, this coronavirus, new coronavirus 2019 disease, is more fatal to men than to women.
Why would that be?
Why would anything be? This is what it is. I mean, this is just breaking. We don't know a whole lot about this. It's a brand new disease in the last month and a half. And stay tuned. I don't think we're going to know answers like that for a while.
Well, on my Good Day, I still call it the Good Day program sometimes when I'm not thinking, the DJV show, we had a lady on who's a reporter for the Epoch Times who grew up in Wuhan and has been here for 3 years and is able to, they have sources inside which suggest the Chinese are not telling us the truth at all. And she says that her sources from inside China say the problem is 20 times worse than they are reporting in terms of numbers. That would be, instead of 75,000, the number that you have from the conventional news media, then in fact 1,000,004.
She said 20 times? That's the highest estimate I've heard.
20 times the problem. So that means 40,000 people have died and 1,400,000 people have been infected inside China.
How is she? She just has, she knows people who live there.
Right. They have sources in Wuhan. where she grew up. So, and you can believe the Chinese aren't telling us the truth about this. You know
that, yes.
Yeah, that's for sure. So anyway, but it's interesting. Can I ask you from the medical point of view, again, how it compares to SARS in makeup, how it compares to the regular flu in makeup, and whether or not people would be more or less exposed to it if they're on an airplane, if they're on a train, if they're on a bus, if they're on a ship. We're exposed to all these things all the time, all these viruses, right?
Right. Well, it seems to be very contagious, as you can see on this cruise ship, how many people got it and how easily it is passed from person to person. But it does appear that for many people, it's a mild infection. It's the elderly over 80 or the people who have chronic diseases who are most at risk. So you want to do whatever you can to keep your immune system as good and as effective as it can be. Eating well, exercising, getting plenty of sleep. Those are the things you want to do. And if somebody does get infected, you want to stay away from them. You want them coughing into their arms. They should have a mask on. And this thing hopefully can be contained. And we're also hoping that there's a seasonality to it like the flu. There's so much active research going on. Everything we use to treat the flu, other viruses like AIDS or herpes, is being experimentally given to patients with this to see if it's effective. So we're going to learn a lot. There's active effort to get a vaccine.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. What do you know about the vaccine or some sort of pills?
There's active effort right now to get a vaccine, but it's going to take several months to a year or two before it's out. But there's huge research right now. Everything we've ever produced that's effective against any of the virals that we have are being tested for it. In terms of how you said, you mentioned SARS, MERS, and this seems to be fatal to about 2 to 2.5% of people who get it, if we believe these initial statistics. And SARS was more fatal, but there seems to be more cases. There are many more cases of the flu, and it's less fatal. So it just is a matter of how many people get infected and what the fatality rate is. The fatality rate, again, to put it in perspective, of coronavirus disease 2019, the fatality rate is higher than flu, but less than SARS. But the numbers of people that seem to have this coronavirus are more than SARS, less than flu. But if you believe what your source tells you, then my gosh, this is much, much bigger than any of the people who already doubt that what we're hearing currently is true.
Well, it's a big problem no matter how we look at it, and something to be watched. And I'm glad you have the ability to give us that update here on what's going on. Coming up in a moment, a discussion of a weight loss pill that Ken's going to tell you to look out for, and that brings me around to wondering how it is if you are actually losing weight or you're determining to get on a diet or somehow or other, how are you going to decide what to do? If you are eating a lot and enjoying it less, maybe it's because of the cold weather, we seem to eat more in the cold weather, that sort of thing. If you are gaining weight or have gained weight and you're not happy, you want to shake it off because you don't fit in your clothes, you may need to lose 10 pounds, maybe 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, whatever. It's very easy to do with Calitrin. It's easy, achievable stuff. And that's why they're so successful. 20 some odd years into this, they are going strong, growing every year because people pay attention to the results. 86% of the people that get on the Calitrin diet, and it really isn't a diet, it's the system, take four of these capsules before you go to bed. Your body goes to work and do what Ken says, get enough rest. This thing will do it'll do the trick if you give it the chance. You've got to give it 6 months. And the reason you do is because it'll help you lose the weight sooner on. But if you want to keep it off, And that's one of the things that's amazing. It's almost magical about Calitrin. Get on the program, stay with it 5 or 6 months. It'll jump-start the production of collagen in your system again, which your body hasn't produced since you were in your 20s. And that's what pushes out the fat, gives you that lean muscle look. It's really quite cool. Take the pills once a day at bedtime. Won't give you the jitters, won't keep you awake, won't cause an upset stomach. What it will do in a natural way is cook the fat and get rid of it. That's really the bottom line. Keep it off. The special deal right now, $20 off. That's the discount on every bottle you buy. So if you need six, you get basically $120 off the bill to keep you going on it for 6 months. Calitrin. Go to DJV. The code is DJV when you go to Calitrin.com. Get the discount on every bottle. Enjoy the 86% of the people that have gotten on the program and have had success losing weight. That's at Calitrin.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Lap, top of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $569.99.
You save $260 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
But hurry, this and other PC deals are good this week only.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/22/20 while supplies last.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so there's a drug recall this week of a weight loss pill. This is something to be very careful, because there are a lot of people claiming a lot of things to help you lose weight, Ken, right?
Following the results of a recent safety trial, the FDA has issued a warning that the weight loss drug Belvig, B-E-L-V-I-Q, may increase the risk of cancer. The pharmaceutical company, the Eisai, has voluntarily withdrawn Belvig from the market.
So what's in it that makes it dangerous? What would be in a weight loss? All that stuff that makes you jittery, the caffeine and things that are really undesirable. I know a lot of people that have taken those various weight loss pills, and they are crazy. Well, they get so jittery. It's whatever the caffeine count in it. What else is in it?
Well, this doesn't work like the kind of drug that you're talking about. What they actually discovered was the FDA required a cardiovascular follow-up. This was originally approved in 2012, a cardiovascular safety trial. But what they discovered was that the group taking this drug had gotten more cancers, pancreatic, colorectal, and lung cancers. So this was taken off the market. And we don't know why, what it is in it. It just is what it is, and it's out.
So look out for a B-E-L-V-I-Q, Belvic. It's not around. If you got it, toss it. That's the story. Dr. Ken back with a focus on chemicals and cosmetics up next year on Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health, our weekly overview in part of all of the various the stories, the reports that Ken has read in the weekly journals of medicine. So the next up is another sort of warning, it looks like, Ken, the chemicals that are in various cosmetics. Now, are we talking about the things you buy in the department store? Or are we talking about what do we have? What kind of cosmetics are we talking about here?
Any kind of cosmetics. And in the cosmetics, this is one where we do know what the chemical is. This comes out of environmental health perspectives this week. In utero exposure, Doug, to the chemical phthalate has been linked with autistic traits in young boys. The good news is that folic acid taken in the form of a dietary supplement may actually block the effects of phthalates. This is a group of endocrine disrupting chemicals present in cosmetics and other common household products and other toxic chemicals in the womb. Phthalates are also used in certain plastics, food packaging, and medical devices.
Mm-hmm. So, under the circumstances, how do we... this is what's frustrating about this kind of stuff. Because it almost seems like a blanket criticism. Don't use any cosmetics.
No,
there are a lot of natural cosmetics.
I think the key here is put moms on folic acid replacement, because that offsets all this.
It does. And yes, that's a supplement that you can get at any health food store.
Yes, and just talk to your OB doctor about being on adequate folic acid while you're pregnant.
Okay. All right, so that's that. Be careful. The next item up here is something that's connected to your profession, cardiology. Blood pressure is something that's very important to maintain and monitor. I'm pleased with mine. You're pleased with yours. I'm sure you get a lot of people when they come to you for the first time, it's almost shocking how bad their blood pressure is, right?
Absolutely. And one of the common initial treatments for high blood pressure is a diuretic. And for the longest time, us doctors, cardiologists, were recommending hydrochlorothiazide, HCTZ, which has become the world's most used diuretic. But chlorthalidone has been gaining favor because it's longer acting and therefore might be more effective. And in fact, the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, in the last several years has recommended chlorthalidone as the initial diuretic, not hydrochlorothiazide. However, patients taking the common diuretic, chlorothalidone, to help lower their blood pressure, may be better off with a similarly effective but safer one, and that's the one that we were recommending for in the past, this hydrochlorothiazide. Patients on chlorothalidone, they're three times more likely than those taking hydrochlorothiazide to have dangerously low levels of potassium and other electrolyte imbalances, as well as kidney problems. So my recommendation is, if your doctor moved you from hydrochlorothiazide to chlorothalidone, talk to them about going back to hydrochlorothiazide, and I think hydrochlorothiazide still should be the diuretic that people get started on, and that's what has been used up until the last few years by everybody.
What's the brand name? Is there a brand? Because people are not going to remember hydrochlorothiazide.
HCTZ, and it's a generic. And the easy way to remember it is the four letters, HCTZ. That's how it's commonly referred to.
Mm-hmm. You've got to wonder sometimes with all these drugs what the side effects can be if they get mixed with other drugs, that sort of thing. Sometimes even supplements that are all natural, they react poorly. It just, there's so many things to be concerned about, Ken.
Absolutely.
It's so dangerous. It's so dramatic. The number of commercials on television and on the radio for all these drugs. Good God. It is it's like the Wild West out there, and you think the government is supposed to be monitoring this stuff and being careful with it in your favor, and that's not the case at all. So be careful. HCTZ, blood pressure drug. Dr. Ken and I continue in the next half hour of Good Day Health.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. The human microbiome is the community of bacteria present in our mouth, the skin, the gut, every part of our internal and external surface. It's a hot area of research.
We have many investigators who've been studying the microbiome in association with diseases and disorders, also studying the effects of particular bugs. Are there good or bad bugs?
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray is studying how the microbiome may affect the immune system.
Some work that's coming out very shortly suggests that a bug derived from the human gut, delivered into the gut of a mouse, can affect the immune system far from the intestine. And so the promise of that is this is not just a gut issue, and it's not just a gut potential. The potential for our bacteria and for good bacteria may go well beyond intestinal health.
In fact, Dr. Murray says it may affect the immune system throughout the body. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Dennis Doda.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This November, we're going to take back the House. We're going to hold the Senate.
President Trump holds a rally in Colorado Springs last evening, where he again slams what he calls hoaxes and witch hunts that were designed by Democrats to try to overturn the 2016 election.
The radical left's attempt to poison our democracy have totally failed. They have been a complete flop.
Earlier, President Trump told reporters he believes his ally Roger Stone has a good chance of being exonerated. After Stone was sentenced yesterday to over 3 years in prison, he'd been found guilty of obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering as part of the Russia probe. The president suggesting that the jury was biased in its treatment of Stone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The medical program that helps so many people every week, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us. Dr. Jack Stockwell also participates in an hour of Good Day Health every weekend. Dr. Ken is from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic in Florida. There are lots of people who listen to this program, not only in that region, but around the country, who fly in to see Ken. They want to see, maybe they don't want to fly now. They'll drive in maybe to see you. If you would like to make an appointment at Ken's Lake Cardiology Clinic, call 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. You get an appointment. Ken stays all hours of the day and night, and so it's obvious that he has his patients first, and you get that when you visit with him for the first time. So, Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. All right, back to our list, our overview of the things that Ken has researched this week from the various journals of medicine. The Mediterranean diet. Man, I've seen more. I had something on my table that I set aside with the contents of Mediterranean diets and why they're good. I was going to pay a little more attention to them. I listened to you, and you know, I sort of take some of the ingredients to heart. But this latest thing is very much focused on the Mediterranean diet as a successful way to maintain your health. So what's the latest here from the corner that promotes the Mediterranean diet?
This is from the medical journal GUT, G-U-T, this week. And we're talking about the GI tract. So the Mediterranean diet is already considered one of the healthiest for your heart. And the news this week is the Mediterranean diet may give you your gut bacteria a boost also. The diet is typically high in fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, olive oil, and fish, and low in red meat and saturated fats. The new study finds that older adults who eat a Mediterranean diet tend to have more types of gut bacteria linked with healthy aging. You know, this microbiome is really a new frontier in medicine.
Explain what that means. A lot of people hear that term. They don't know what that means. What
well,
is the microbiome?
There's billions of bacteria in your GI tract.
Right.
And there's a universe.
Good and bad. Right? You need to have the good
yes.
stuff. Probiotics help promote that sort of thing.
There's a universe of bugs in your GI tract, and most of them are good, and we need them for our bodies to work properly.
Many people think that all of your health begins and ends with the health of your stomach and intestine. And that I think you subscribe to that as well, do you not?
Well, so it's very important. That's what this whole microbiome is about.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping it healthy is so important. And that's where the Mediterranean diet plays a role. And this is a frontier of medicine. We don't even begin to know the beginnings of how important and crucial this is for good health. And there's a lot of research going on in this area.
All right. So that's the whole business about your gut, what you eat, if you need to take a probiotic, a prebiotic, all of those things. Because there's, I don't think people even understand how many. We're talking about huge numbers, these little bacteria, there are billions of them in our system, right? Each person has all of these things that are there to help you. That's what makes your system work. That's how the poop gets, the stuff you put into your stomach through your mouth, the food gets eaten up or not by the bacteria, right? And that's, if it's not working well, there's lots of gas and bloating. And
well, this is one feature of the microbiome, of many, many functions of the microbiome, and when it's not working properly, you are not feeling well. And it has properties and effects on organs way far away from the GI tract, and it's very important for overall head-to-toe good health, and we're only beginning to understand how this is put together with these billions of microorganisms.
Right. You know, one of the things we haven't really concentrated on, I thought we ought to spend some time on, is the fact that February is Heart Health Month. We all think about Valentine's Day and the heart and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it is Healthy Heart Month. And I wonder what you recommend to people. If it changes, do you talk about home blood pressure monitors and what it costs and, that kind of stuff? I know you're always talking about weight and body mass index, but is there more of a focus? Are people more conscious of it, I guess, is the question, when they come to see you during February?
Well, a little bit. You know, when people come to see me year-round as a preventive cardiologist, people are asking how to extend their lives, lowering the risk for themselves of getting a heart attack or a stroke. So that's on people's minds as they come and see me. But I think hopefully among everybody, people are thinking more in February about heart health. But it's amazing. Even many women don't yet realize that it's their number one risk to good health is a heart problem. And they have even more heart trouble than guys do. And I think most guys realize that heart problems are their number one risk to good health. And prevention is what it's all about. 80 to 90% of this can be prevented by good lifestyle. You know, it starts off with eating a healthy diet. Mediterranean is my favorite. So people eat vegan diets, which also can be good if you get enough protein. But you need to watch these four numbers: blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, and weight. And then And once the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program and then get enough sleep. Stay away from tobacco products, limit the alcohol, and limit the stress. That is so important. Get back to nature, get outside, and get the stress out of your life, right? Because you can't have a healthy heart unless you have the mental health absolutely good.
Right. I wonder how many people are watching on their Apple Watches. There are components, the Apple Watch, that allow you to monitor a lot of things in your system, right? Like blood pressure, heartbeats, I guess oxygen, or all that. Do you talk to people, engage them in conversation about how they monitor?
Oh my gosh, yes. People love watching their heart rates now with their smartphones and some of them have these little apps that they can add to their phone to actually look at their electrocardiogram. And, I think it's fine as long as you don't obsess about it and it makes you more anxious. If it reassures you, gives you peace of mind, then it's useful. But people love these items, and I have plenty of people. Just remember, if you're on a drug, especially a beta blocker that keeps your heart rate under control, you can't exercise watching your heart rate. And this is something a question I often get with people who monitor their heartbeats. They just wonder why their heart rate's not going up the way it should be. And often us heart doctors give you medications that suppress that dramatic increase in heart rate with activity. So don't be alarmed. Ask your doctor about it. And especially if you're on a beta blocker, I recommend, in fact, most people just exercise to symptoms, what we call symptom-limited activity. Just avoid getting symptoms. Train, don't strain, as opposed to no pain, no gain.
Which a lot of people still follow that, the old no pain, no gain routine.
Well, if you're in your 20s, 30s, that may be okay. But okay, it's amazing how little effort you need to get fit cardiovascularly. You know, if you're trying to get on the cover of Bodybuilder, then you need to really go at it. But if your goal is just getting cardiovascularly fit, working on heart health, toning, keeping the weight down, you don't really have to exert that hard. And train, don't strain. Symptom-limited activity is the way to go to keep yourself healthy.
One of the things that wearing those Apple Watches, I saw a story recently about a guy who was on a bike, and he got hit by a car, and he was unconscious. And his Apple Watch called 911.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty...
That's pretty impressive.
Pretty compelling, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. Will we be healthier with a different president? We'll talk about that with Ken in a minute or two. All the discussion, the debate this week with the Democrats and the focus on health care, health. What in the world does all of this mean if we shake it all out? We'll find out from Ken's perspective in a matter of moments. If your credit card bills are over the top, yes, the story this week in a number of newspapers about credit card balances and the serious delinquency that many of you have to experience, they become so much more common. And the younger you are, the more the problem is. The number of people who are 90 days late with their payments has gone up to like 29 million or something. It's an amazing number. So if you have credit card debt and you want to take care of it, you want to try to deal with it, then you should call the credit card debt hotline. Call 800-560-6760 to take care of, or at least talk to somebody who can give you a focus on what you do to reduce your payments. 800-560-6760. What can they do for you? You won't know until you call for the consultation, but certainly if you're worried about credit card debt and you're not sleeping well because of it, help yourself. Call this number, 800-560-6760, and see what they can do to help you deal with your debt. Again, the number, 800-560-6760.
Jumbo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Don't forget to check out the weekly podcast. The most recent Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com focuses on whether women are happy or not with their breasts. Dr. Ken, no holds barred conversation about what happens during breast exams. Apparently one third of all women not happy with their breasts. You get the details of that study and other studies that we talk about here. The podcast is a shrunk version of our hour-long program. That's gooddayhealthshow.com. So I asked the question about whether we're going to be different, will we be a healthier nation with a different approach to health care if we have a different president? What's your rendering on that?
Boy, that's a loaded question.
I know it is. That's why I asked it.
yeah. You know, I think a lot of it is motivation. I think a lot of it occurs not so much by the government, but by that relationship you have with your doctor. And that's the key. Whoever's president, just allowing the relationship between the patient and the doctor to flourish, be independent, and be adequate and available. And that's what's going to optimize the health of whoever the patient is.
Well, you think about all these various programs and who gets covered and who doesn't get covered and how it's going to get paid for. It gets to be a lot of work to understand what in the world is being proposed, and people are very frustrated because you know and I know, we all know that the healthcare system is not good. It doesn't work well, doesn't work for you, the doctors, doesn't work for the patients, it doesn't really work for any of the end users, and the only people that are making out are the big healthcare industries, the drug manufacturers. And, you know, that's not what helps us.
We have to be careful that the substitute is not worse because, you know, yeah. as troubling as things are, people from around the world come to one country when they really need health care, and that's America. And that's a fact. And I see it myself as a provider. So, and yes, we've got a lot of problems, but it's better than anywhere else in the world, and we got to be careful as we change it, but we need to improve it, but we need to make sure that what we change it, how the change is not worse than what we have, because that's the big dilemma. The big problem is that good healthcare is expensive, and how do we pay for it and continue to provide this incredibly good healthcare? That's the challenge.
Yep, sure is. Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next. Questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Maduro, Florida. Time for questions for Dr. Ken. The question, the first one comes up on preventing cancer from coming back again. I guess I'd wonder out loud how often people have cancer. And by the way, as a cardiologist, can you treat somebody for heart problems while they are being treated for cancer? How much of a conundrum is that?
Oh my gosh, absolutely yes. As these incredibly fancy new technologies that we didn't even have 5 to 10 years ago evolve for treating cancer, there's actually a new subspecialty of cardiology, cardio-oncology, which deals exactly with what you're talking about, the unexpected consequences to the heart of these novel new treatments. The immune therapy, the targeted therapy, genetic therapy are all impacting the heart, and this new specialty is evolving, cardio-oncology.
All right. So then the answer to that question is yes. What a shame, though, if somebody has the two biggest killers are heart disease and cancer in our country. If you have them both together, wow, that's got to be depressing as hell. And part of succeeding in getting over either heart disease or cancer is having a good mental attitude, right?
Absolutely. That is so important. I've seen it over the multiple decades as a physician that one's attitude, especially for heart disease, has a huge impact on how your prognosis is, and it also does impact the effectiveness of your cancer treatment.
Questions for Dr. Ken. The impact of the level of vitamin D that you have, this is one of the most frequently asked questions or concerns that people have because they still don't understand. We were grown up, we were brought up as we were growing up to understand vitamin C. Sun, they remember in the ads, it used to be referred to as sunshine vitamin C, and now we've got D and what makes it all work. Can you go through the weeds a little bit with us? We have a couple of minutes to talk about vitamin D, where we get it. Should we be all supplementing? I'm out in the sun all the time in the summertime, and I'm still told, you always tell me, you look at my blood test, you don't have enough vitamin D. You got to supplement with it. So, you know, what really is the reason that so many people are so deficient in vitamin D?
Well, I think vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. It's naturally present in very few foods, and it's added to many foods, and it helps with the body promoting absorption of calcium in the gut. It maintains adequate serum calcium and phosphorus concentrations, so it can mineralize the bone. It helps prevent low calcium, helps with growth. It helps with really in the organs from head to toe, the cells function properly. Simply stated, I just recommend get your vitamin D level checked. It's so easy with your lab work. Just ask the doctor to add a vitamin D level and see what it is. And if it is inadequate, you know, we usually think of about a level of 30 being good. If it's inadequate, just take a supplement. It's very easy. I recommend most adults take a 1,000 units with their multivitamin. I recommend, you know, I'm not a big, huge supplement person. For myself, I take a single multivitamin with minerals each day, and in it, it has 1,000 units of vitamin D. You know, being in Florida, it's hard. It's not impossible, but it's hard to be too low in vitamins. When you live in Massachusetts, it's easy. To be low in vitamin D just because the sun has a huge impact on how much vitamin D level we have. I don't recommend sunbathing to get your vitamin D level up because that has other effects on the skin. But just get your level checked, and it's so easy. You can take up to 2,000 units a day without any problems. Many people are on much more. If you're taking more than 2,000 units a day, I truly recommend you do it through a physician because you don't want to get too much. You can become toxic. Remember, the fat-soluble vitamins are not naturally excreted out like the water-soluble vitamins B and C.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you got a lot of food for thought there when it comes to D, but just be aware of what of the impact or implication of not having enough vitamin D and how it works with vitamin C and other things, because they all kind of work together in that sense. That's why you need it to be as present as it can be, or you can get it to be, in your body. Dr. Ken Kronos, Lake Cardiology. Local number there is 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.